Cape Talk on a Friday afternoon. A very good afternoon to you. We have Kaylin Palm with us in studio, and she's still gleaming of a weekend that she spent away, and she didn't go to a unique destination. She actually went to a unique destination because nobody goes for a weekend away at a fire station.
I spent the night at the fire station, yes.
Oh, it's only the night. In case mom is listening, yes, mom, it was only the night. Kaylin, a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. You spent a 24-hour shift, let's put it that way, with firefighters in and around the Western Cape. Which fire station did you go to, first of all?
So I was based at the Balhaar Fire Station. I spent 8 to 9 hours at the fire station, basically going out with the firefighters. They work a 24-hour shift. I don't think I would have lasted for 24 hours. Because it's a long time.
And the Balhaar Fire Station is under pressure now because of the fire at the Guguletu Fire Station, which still hasn't been sorted out. It's closed down. So Balhaar and Mitchell's Plain has to cover that area.
Absolutely.
What was that experience like, spending that amount of time with firefighters and really living in their boots?
Absolutely. So we arrived at the fire station just after 8, half past 8. And as we arrived, the fire alarms went off. There was a fire. We then had to jump into the fire van, or rather the fire engine. And off we went in the mist, driving around with the sirens on the road, off to a fire in Athlone. There was a house on fire. It was a dwelling on fire. We got out. The firefighters did their thing, and we went back. As soon as we went back to the station, there was another fire. So it was a busy night. We went to obviously the fires, home fires, and then my colleague Cindy, she went out to motor vehicle accidents as well as shooting incidents and stabbing incidents as well. So it was an adventure for us for that 9 hours. We were tired. After that, we were tired. We were wearing the fire uniform. It was really heavy.
It's quite heavy,
And I'm a tiny person, yeah. So we had to wear the fire uniform. We wore the helmet. I think it's called that. Yeah, the helmet. Mm. And that sort of thing. So it was really fun, but it was also really interesting because we got to see what firefighters do on a daily basis, and they work hard. They really work hard.
Met any interesting people?
Absolutely.
That you had a chat to?
At the fire, or do you mean at the station?
At the fire station, yeah. Any interesting firefighters? Because all that we normally see is them parading on the van mile once a year.
Yes, I spoke to two firefighters. One is a woman firefighter. Her name is Liesl George. She's been a firefighter for 10 years at Balhaar Station. She speaks about what is her daily life like at the station, and also what are the challenges.
Today I'm on the rescue vehicle, tomorrow I'm at the water tanker, day after that I'm on the fire engine. So you get all sorts of calls all through the year. There is times when you feel like, oh Lord, are we going to go home? Are we going to be safe? Because a lot of times there is calls where you may be taken for granted and not realize your life is actually in danger. Because you're there to save the people from danger, not realizing that you're also in danger. There's days where we literally come in here at 9. And we leave the next morning at 9, not even touching our beds, where people think we sit here and we eat bar ones the whole time. No, we don't get sponsored bar ones. We work. You will see the sun coming up, and you will see the sun go down, and you will see tomorrow morning the sun come up again.
And then I also met Lejean Kunradi. He's been a firefighter for 25 years, and he basically speaks about what the challenges are and what it takes to be a firefighter. You do know that being a firefighter, you have to be like physically fit. You obviously have to be a people's person, and you are driven by passion because literally you're putting your life in danger.
Main thing, you must be a giver, not a taker. You must have a passion to work with people. So we are not extraordinary people, we are normal people. But what we see in a 24-hour shift, normally people don't get to see in a lifetime. We get very gross car accidents, shootings, you name it. Sometimes you get a lot of animosity from the community. They don't appreciate what we are doing. And it's understandable that you see everything that you own or work for is going up in flames. So I can understand the frustration, but sometimes you get assaulted, get sweared, manhandled.
And that's what these firefighters are up against every single day, because they don't just fight fires, they are at accident scenes, and they are sort of spread quite a lot. What are the challenges that these firefighters face from the city side as well as from the public?
Like Mr. Kunradi said in the clip, they face a number of challenges within the community. So often they say that when they get to the scene, we have angry communities, angry residents, and they are angry basically, while some in most they are angry because they have lost some of their things in the fire, their belongings, their expensive TVs and beds, and obviously they are upset. So they react towards the firefighters, so they will stone them, they will manhandle them, and that sort of thing. So these are the sort of challenges they have to endure on a daily basis. And also making their way through informal settlements. I was with the firefighters when they went into one of the areas, informal settlements, and they struggled to get in because of the roads and all the shacks, and also the electricity wires,
the cables and stuff. Yeah.
The cables that cross on the top. So it's a challenge for them to get in and to get out. And this obviously works on the time. Yeah. And they have 14 minutes to respond to a fire.
To get to a fire.
To get to a fire. So this is obviously a challenge for them as well.
Kaylin Palm chatting to us this afternoon. Thanks very much for sharing your thoughts and bringing the world of the firefighter to us. Just one little thing here, Kaylin. It says, thanks for joining my colleagues at Belhar Fire Department. Glad you enjoyed it. That's one busy station. Regards, it comes from Cliff.